The seventh Amida in Kenyan Torah is Yira. Yira can refer to two things. The first is the attitude and the approach one takes when studying Torah. The Gemara in Arvei Pesachim on Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph tells us in the name of Rav Gidel Amarav that Kol Talmud Chacham Hayoshev Lefnei Rabo Be'ein Sifso Sav Notvos Mar Tikovena, that a Talmud who is sitting in the presence of his Rebbe studying Torah and his lips are not dripping with bitterness, they should be burned. The Gemara is telling us that when we study Torah, it has to be approached with an awe and an understanding of the gravity of the activity in which we are engaged. It is not merely an intellectual activity. It's not pursued simply because someone enjoys learning, but a sense of awe and yira that a person is studying the divine word. The second kind of yira is yira shamayim, which refers not only or not necessarily to the mode of study of Torah, but rather to a person's character. What is the real definition of yira shamayim? The Gemara in Brachos tells us that when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was on his deathbed, his students asked him for a bracha. Amru lo, Rabbeinu Baruchenu. Omar lohem, he responded to them, Yehi ratzon shetehi mora shamayim aleichem, kimora basar vadam. May it be that your fear of heaven be equal to your fear of people. Amru lo talmidav, his students said to him, Ad kan, that's it? Our fear of heaven shouldn't be greater than our fear of people? Amar lahem, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai responded, Ulevai, that would be quite an accomplishment. Teidu, kisha adam over avera omer shalo yirani adam. When a person is thinking about sinning, the person's first response is, does anybody else see me? Does a person see me? And if a person could simply envision on the same level, does God see me? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says that would be a tremendous accomplishment. The definition of Yira Shamayim, in terms of our character, is what we do when no one else is looking. And for someone to truly be Kone Torah, they have to both have a sense of what they're doing when they're studying Torah, in awe, and they also have to refine their character to develop within them the trait of Yira Shamayim, that regardless of who is looking, they try to do the right thing.